Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God, a true God. He loves us. He cares about us deeply. And He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. When we trust the Lord, hear me good, when we trust the Lord and have faith in Him, in His words, He can help us because His works run so much deeper than what we can detect. By the Holy Spirit, the Lord can activate His people. And He can give knowledge to His own people. I'll never forget, Marilyn Hickey had a meeting in, I don't remember if it was Palestine. It was one of the Muslim Arab countries, and she had a meeting over there. And now there are Christian people in every nation, and she was there doing a healing crusade, and I'm sure it was under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Well, on the radio, they announced the meeting, but they were supposed to announce the meeting, but they lied and said it was canceled because it is a Muslim country. And she had the meeting anyway, and over 3,000 people showed up. And she asked them, how did y'all know that we were having the meeting? It was announced that it was canceled, even though it was not. That was a lie. And they all said the Holy Spirit guided us here. See, man can only go so far. And this works both ways. In the world, people will try to, they don't believe God. They don't want God. They don't want to know God because of their deception and their darkness. Jesus said they don't come to the light because they love the darkness of this world. They don't want that darkness exposed. It's just like Adam hiding in fig leaf aprons. It's just like Cain leaving the presence of God, living in the land of Nod. It's just like the first generation. After all their evil, they loved their evil ways so much, they didn't want God in their thinking process. It's just like our modern day, many of our college professors, scientists, and sometimes even preachers have fallen back to the world. And they preach a powerless God. They don't want God in their thinking either. And they try to save themselves by worldly measures and not God's powerful ways. They've deviated from the love of God. They've deviated from the power of God. They've deviated from the word of God. And they deviated from the life of God. Now, last week, the Lord had me say something that really had me thinking. The enemy don't just tempt us against God and against Jesus and against the Word. He also tempts us against the life of God, the result of following God, the blessed family you have when you follow God. Can you imagine everybody in the family thriving to serve God, the Father? He's doing His part. He's providing for His home. He's a priest in His home. He loves His family. He loves His wife. He's involved with their life. He teaches them. And he guides His children in the love of God and the wisdom of God. And then the wife responds in love. And she don't criticize him and complain and work against him. And she don't try to run around with other women. With other men. And he don't run around with other women. They love each other. They raise their family. They have date nights. They have movie nights. They have a healthy family. They go to church. They learn and grow. And their children love God too. And they honor their parents. And they pray for their friends. They go to Sunday school. And they enjoy it. They listen to the Word and they enjoy it. They read the Word of God on their own. Now, any family that has these foundations they will become the envy of everybody else because their life works and they're raised up. They love each other and they avoid evil competition. They avoid darkness in every way. They avoid the things that plague our lives. They avoid the things that work against the life of God. They avoid the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You know, it's because it doesn't work. It doesn't fit. The reason people want to go to heaven is because there's no darkness there. There's nothing but health, victory, and blessings. There's no evil. Everybody that's there, they love God and they have great joy. And they learn and they grow. And they do the things that make the difference. This is the end game of what the Holy Spirit is doing. A nation that thrives in life. But the enemy will tempt people against life. Even the life you live can be a light to others because life is light. It's the same thing. You're doing what Jesus said do. You're doing what the Lord said do. You're fulfilling the law and the prophets. And remember, Jesus is the spirit. Jesus is the spirit of prophets. The spirit of prophecy is looking to him. Now, when we're connected to the life of God, our life becomes glorious in the eyes of everybody, and it's detectable. And it will alert those who want life. And it will and those who hate life will leave. See, when you do things according to the love of God, just like the word God divides the sheep and the goat, your life will do the same thing. You don't have to put people out of your life. When you love God, the darkness will leave. And they don't want to be there. They're going to find something else to do. If you have people who are being stalked, when you love God, you know, it changes. The darkness will always leave. 100% of the time, even the gang members. When you start preaching Jesus, they'll kick you out of that gang. You know, when they come around and you're reading the Bible, they don't want to be there. But the people who see the love of God, they're going to want it, and they'll leave the gang too. If people that's in a bad relationship start praising Jesus, darkness will leave. And sometimes dark people can be dangerous, but they can't stop you from loving God. Now, we're not sitting ducks. We have warrior angels around us. And the way you activate them is love God and speak the word of God over your life. Tell Satan that he can't kill you. And you got to just believe God's word. And if you have a problem, believe in God's word for your own safety and protection. Study the scriptures that promise you safety and protection. Psalm 91 and many others. You're going to have a revelation of the word of God. You're going to have a revelation that you're not a sitting duck. You're going to have a revelation that you have authority over Satan. This can be weird to your mind because you may be surrounded by foolishness. You may be surrounded by hateful people. But when I learned about authority, I lived across the street from a drug cartel house. And I mean, you know, I added the word cartel because they didn't just have drugs. They had drugs and guns. But I had authority over Satan. And I just told Satan he couldn't kill anybody, couldn't hurt. Every time I heard escalating voices. You know, they mount up and then they start shooting. I would immediately tell Satan he couldn't kill anybody, couldn't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And I knew that they were going to do it, so I just did it ahead of time. And then when I heard the gunfire, I just do what I do. I tell Satan he can't hurt anybody, can't kill anybody. And I had 100% success. If you take authority over Satan, you win. He loses. You have to learn these things. You have to receive the word of God and do them. It works. So when you love God, you're going to be known for loving God. You can't hide the fact that you love God, because it's outstanding. A friend of mine, he said when he got saved, he went back to his neighborhood and the guys didn't want to hang with him like they used to because he was different. And the spirits that's on people's lives, they know. The evil spirits know that you of God. And they don't want you to convert their host. Did you hear what I just said? The enemy can detect people of God. And Satan is afraid of Christian people. He rebelled against God. He made a lot of noise. He's still against God. But he knows that the least of God's people has authority over him. And he's afraid that they will command him to stop bothering them. And he'll lose. And he don't just lose before people. He lose before heaven. He don't want a little girl telling him what he can't do. And then he's embarrassed. So demons that are on the drug dealers' lives, and the demons that are on people's lives, and demons that are even on parents' lives, when the children get saved, the demon don't want that child or or a friend of people to get the host that they have saved. If Satan's on a person's life, he wants to stay on that life. He wants to be in that life. He don't want them delivered, then they'll go to heaven. He wants to use them to stir up as much trouble as they can and then drag them to hell, screaming and hollering. But that can't happen if they get saved. You know, other broadcasts, I could detect that drug, they were afraid of me. Sometimes I notice when I walk up, they tremble. That's the enemy. The enemy is afraid. And they're connected to him because they trust his lies. They didn't want to work, but they got involved with the lust of the eye, pride of life, lust of the flesh. All these things, when they start doing southbound things, when they start being hellbound, they always want to leave the light. Because if you're in darkness, you're going to hate the light. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace but a sword. The word of God divides what's of God from what's not of God. Remember, in the beginning, God chose the light and rejected the darkness. He said the light was good. The light destroyed the darkness. And God chose the light. He gave us a reference. When he said, let there be light, he saw that the light was good. And he chose the light and rejected the darkness. The word of God does the same thing. Jesus does the same thing. He made a difference between cold, dead religion and the life of God. He fulfilled the law and preached life. And they were so dead, they didn't like the light because they were greedy and evil. Because when you start being greedy, you also start being evil. When you start lusting after people, that's an evil process, and it will cause you to be evil and rebellious against God. When you get in pride, you do the same thing. Everything that's not of God shouldn't be. But the Lord loves us, and He's going to bless us and take us forward. The Holy Spirit is our guide in this life, and He can alert you to the blessed facts. The true thing is God loves you, and you can learn about the love of God. He gave you gifts. You can learn about the gifts. He gave you life. You can learn about life. He gave you stability. And He gave you His wisdom. You can learn about His wisdom. All these things make you stable and steadfast. And you can be unmovable and always abound. Now, the Holy Spirit is connected to every Christian. It's one Holy Spirit. And we all share Him. He manifests Himself seven ways. You know, the spirit of knowledge, wisdom, counsel, and might. Fear the Lord. As it's written in Isaiah chapter 11. So, when you follow Him, He can show you the true things. When you're considering marriage, he can show you the end from the beginning. That means He knows whether your marriage can be strong or not. Now remember, it's not that He's against anybody's, you know, if as long as a man is single and the woman is single and they agree to marry, they can marry. He's not against them personally. But when one person will choose wrong and their heart is set to do wrong, He knows this. And He will alert you. If God has a calling on your life and you're about to marry somebody that won't fit, they'll work against the calling of God that God has given you. Now the Holy Spirit will let you know so you can choose, so you can make a better decision. He's not a dictator. He don't make you do something that you don't want to do. But He'll help you. Sometimes He'll close the door. You know, and that's good. That's His mercy in action. He's saving you and sparing you from a lot of trouble. A truckload of trouble. You know, some people, they get married, and then the person they marry betray them. There are some people so low down that they will use the, you know, some women don't want to work. And they'll have children with a man and put him in child support so they can make money off of him. They turn him into a slave, basically. Now, people's marriages fall apart for whatever reason. But you're still obligated to the children. But some people are so low down, they will do this on purpose. And I've heard testimonies where some women, they want their daughters to go and get pregnant so that this American society will take care of them. And they have learned to live off the system. And there are people that's how they do. They don't see anything wrong with it. And they call it wisdom. They think they're getting over. But when they stand before the Lord, and that's a treacherous thing to do. See, when people don't want to work, they always get in trouble. When people decide that they're not going to work, they cause more trouble than anybody else. They become thieves and robbers and deadbeats. And they work. They become a burden, not only to society, but the people in their circle. But when you do what you're supposed to do, now you're living a life that God can bless. And people have scams, and they sell drugs, and they do all these evil things. Some people are tricked. If a man would sell drugs and destroy people just to make money, that's not the person you should marry. because he hates people. You have to hate people in order to do something like that. And if he hates others, he's going to hate his own people too. Because hatred grows. If you sell drugs, you know the drugs are going to destroy families. You don't care. As long as you make money, you don't care. These are hateful people. And their children, they're not going to care about what happened to their children. Their heart is hard. And they don't want God in their thinking. You know, you can't have it both ways. Either you love God or you hate God. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You can't serve God and money. People that try to serve money and God, they always love. They go with one or the other. They either grow up and learn to follow God, or they keep on trusting money until they're dead. See, the things of the world harden your heart, but the life of God, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is wonderful. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is wonderful. And he will help you avoid the traps that you're going to run into. Everybody run into traps. People that do wrong are everywhere. They come in every size, shape, and color. They come from every neighborhood. They're in every family. There are people that's willing to do wrong. And they will do it, as long as they can get away with it. But the people who love God, they take the high road. The Lord is connected to them. That's why when I say that the Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, people that he's connected to are in the loop. They know what God is doing. And they're going to go forward. They're going to be a blessing. They know what time it is. You know, they have understanding like the children of Issachar. You know, they know what time it is. They know that it's time to go forward. People that God is connected to, they know the rapture is imminent. They know it's about to happen. And they've gotten themselves ready. They're working on themselves. They're working to do right. They don't want to be left here. And they want to take as many people with them because they love God. I love the Lord. And I look at the fact that he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And everybody that's salvageable, he's making sure they hear the word of God. But those who love this world, they're not going to listen. Their hearts will be hardened. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And by the Holy Spirit, he is doing the intricate things. He's helping us go forward. And I want to see people live in him and do well. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.